This year's school census data is really worrying from the point of view that it shows that for the first time in 5 years, what we're seeing is an overall decline in teacher numbers. And this is particularly in the primary sector and at a time when we're seeing increased numbers of pupils. We would expect to see more teachers rather than fewer, at the very least, to accommodate rising numbers of pupils in our schools. It's also very worrying when we think about the fact that we are in the very early stages of education recovery, and really we need more teachers and not fewer in order to support young people through, you know, what have been really detrimental impacts of the pandemic. We can see that quite clearly from the attainment data. And it's also very concerning from the point of view of teacher pay. We're in the middle of a major dispute just now with the Scottish Government and COSLA over the insufficiency of teacher pay. And this data shows quite clearly that we are not offering teachers enough remuneration to either recruit them in the kinds of numbers that we need or retain them in the kinds of numbers that we need in order to properly staff our education system. And that's something that the Scottish Government and COSLA need to deal with as a matter of urgency. The other thing that is making teaching unattractive to so many young people at the minute is the fact that although they go through initial teacher education and they go through their probationary year, the opportunity of gaining a permanent job at the end of all of that effort is just not there, with the kind of job security that there needs to be. So COSLA and the Scottish Government really need to take a long, hard look at their workforce planning and a long, hard look at their pay policy for teachers if they really hope to do something decisive to address the issues that are showing up very clearly in this school census data. There's also a big question to be asked about why we're seeing such a decline in teacher numbers when the Scottish Government gave local authorities £145 million specifically for the purpose of recruiting additional permanent teachers. So a big question about where that money has actually gone.